This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Jennifer's Vacation by Kmaf. The whole family arrived at the hotel. Vacation had finally kicked off and Jennifer's family decided to go to sunny Florida for a week together with her aunt and uncle and their kids. Jennifer was a young, cheerful 19-year-old girl. Her long black hair waved smoothly down to her lower back. Her tight and toned body was a sight to behold. Her long tanned legs made every boy at school drool, and when she wore short tank tops that exposed her flat and tan tummy, even the teachers couldn't keep themselves from openly gawking at her hot young figure. Her breasts were a perky 34B, though lately they evolved into a large 34C cup ever since she started on birth control pills after getting serious with her boyfriend. This made her even more sexy and irresistible. Her Uncle Jimmy had noticed her too. He's had the hots for his little niece for years. He was always accidentally touching her when walking by or hugging her a little too long and too tight. He always had this weird look on his face when watching her. He gave her the creeps every time he visited them, especially when trying to sneak glimpses of her tits when she bends over, or purposely stroking his bulge against her tight but when nobody notices. In the past, due to her youthful naivety, she never understood that his intentions had dirty purposes. But now she realized just how creepy he was. Jimmy was a typical perv. He was a short, overweight man with gray, greasy hair carelessly combed over his bald spots. He was almost pushing 60, so a man of his age should definitely not have dirty feelings for his teenage niece like that at all. And while Jennifer noticed it, somehow her parents didn't have a clue about Jimmy's dirty thoughts. He was absolutely disgusting. Her aunt wasn't the prettiest, but why she took home this filthy little man was beyond any reason. When they arrived at the hotel, he was blown away by his niece's hotness once again. In the 4 months they hadn't seen each other, she had become even more striking. Mostly because her chest had obviously grown a couple of sizes. Noticing she had already worked on her summer tan, he had a difficult time concealing his raging hard-on. "Hey, Jen!" He walked straight to her and hugged her tightly, stroking his hands over her lean back and feeling her slim and fit body. She felt his sweat stains all over his shirt. The smell of it made her breathe only through her mouth for the next couple of minutes. "Hey, Uncle Jimmy. Well, look at you, definitely becoming a grown-up, I see." He said this with a dirty smile on his face while his eyes trailed down to her smooth cleavage, making her regret that she didn't button up fully before getting out of the car. She might have known he would watch her like this, the pervert he is. His eyes widened even more when he noticed how firm and round her breasts had become. Within a fraction of a second, the tip of his tongue came out to lick his lips slightly before disappearing back into his mouth. After everybody greeted one another, they moved into the hotel to check in. Jennifer's parents were in a discussion with her aunt and uncle while she stayed with the kids in the lobby. Her Uncle Jimmy appeared to be leading their conversation. After they broke, Jimmy headed to the front desk while her mother suddenly approached her.
"Jennifer, we arranged that you don't have to sleep with the little kids," she said.
Jennifer was overcome with relief and joy. She really wanted a vacation without having to babysit the kids or go to sleep early, and she let her parents know as much on the way down. It had always been tradition for all the kids to have slumber parties on vacation, but now that Jen was getting older, it seemed unfair to her. "Instead," her mom continued, "your aunt will stay with them, and you can stay in the room with your uncle. That way you can stay up late without any problems and have a more quiet room. Sounds good, right?" Jennifer's eyes went bigger and her mind suddenly raged. Was this really happening? In a room with her perverted uncle? No way. "Can I stay with Dad and you?" As she said this, she noticed out of the corner of her eye her uncle handing the desk clerk a wad of money. "Hon, your dad and I, well, we never get alone time anymore, so..." Her mom didn't have to finish as Jennifer cringed at the thought of what her parents might be doing in their room. Gross. So she huffed and looked at the floor. She didn't want to disappoint her mother, and without any other solutions in mind, she reluctantly agreed. Besides, she wouldn't have to babysit the kids, so that is a huge relief. Uncle Jimmy was a man of few words, and he usually goes to bed late and wakes up late in the morning, perfect for her rhythm as well. So maybe it wouldn't be so bad after all. Her uncle then handed her a room key and told her he'd be up soon, purposely hoping that he would catch her in the middle of changing. Once she entered the room, the second shock of the vacation came. It was a king-sized bed, not double beds. Damn it, she thought. While the bed was pretty big, the thought of lying under the same sheet with that dirt bag made her skin crawl. She immediately went to the phone and called down to the front desk. "Hi, I would like to request a sleeping cot be delivered to my room. I'm sorry, we are all out of sleeping cots this week," the gentleman said. She hung up the phone incredulously. Little did she know that when her uncle slipped the desk clerk money earlier, he had told him to feed her that line, knowing she might try to request an extra bed. Uncle Jimmy couldn't believe that her parents bought his suggestion to have Jennifer swap positions with his wife, so he wasn't going to leave anything to chance in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
She put her stuff on the bed and decided to let it go and enjoy the nice weather. She could already smell the beach from the room. While the rest were doing some grocery shopping downstairs, she decided to put on her bikini as fast as possible and headed for the beach. She slipped into the bathroom and locked the door, something she should not forget to do this week. It wouldn't be the first time her uncle coincidentally walked in on her while changing or just before taking a shower. He had never seen her naked, but he's come close. She put on her bikini top and realized she forgot to buy a new one, one that fits better on her recently grown breasts. As she tied the small string behind her back, she noticed how her firm tit flesh overflowed the small bikini from above, creating mouth-watering cleavage. She admired how her body looked. Her flawless tan skin, long legs and tight firm upper body was truly something to be proud of. Now that her breasts had grown, she had nothing else to wish for, and she noticed that most guys were thinking the same thing. Even girls noticed, including her best friends, who all were extremely jealous of their ridiculously hot friend. All she had left to do was put on a summer dress or a large beach towel to cover her up. The last thing she'd want is to let her uncle gaze upon her young body. As she opened the door to get her dress from the bed, she was suddenly surprised of her uncle sitting on the bed, waiting for her to come out. Obviously startled and not amused, she hastily searched for her dress or towel, making every second count as her uncle sat there bug-eyed and practically drooling from seeing his niece in a bikini for the first time. Ogling her ample breasts bulging out of her small bikini made his cock grow with excitement. This would be a wonderful week for the old man. She quickly pulled her dress over her head, visibly dissatisfying her uncle, who still looked at her firm tits. "So Jennifer, going to the beach, I see? Good idea, I'll join you in 20 minutes. Jennifer put on a fake smile and rolled her eyes while she walked out of the room, trying not to imagine what he would look like in a bathing suit. As her uncle was getting ready to head down to the beach, he noticed discarded clothes on the bathroom floor. In Jennifer's haste to get out of the room, she forgot to put away her clothes after changing into her bikini. Uncle Jimmy eagerly picked up her worn panties. "Well, yes, yes, yes," he said as he held up the cute white panties that had little teddy bears printed all over them. He sniffed and licked them while heading to the bed and dropping his pants. He then went into her suitcase and grabbed some more of her cute panties. There was even a thong, which blew his mind that his sexy little niece would wear a thong. He laid the panties on the bed and wrapped the thong around his cock. He put her dirty panties up to his nose and inhaled the sweet scent as he beat his cock with her thong wrapped around his thick dirty prick. "Oh yes, you little tease, oh your panties smell so good, oh ugh hi arg." He moaned as his cock exploded, shooting spunk all over the bed. He was careful not to soil her panties with his seed. "Oh fucking hell," he said as he rubbed his erupting cock, in what was certainly the best orgasm he's had in a long time. But he couldn't bask in it for long. He had his sexy niece waiting for him on the beach. The first day on the beach was exactly how Jennifer imagined it would be. Her uncle's eyes were practically glued to her body as she moved around. Mostly she crossed her arms over her chest to hide it from his gazing eyes, though her round and tight butt was nothing short of astonishing as well. While she was giving her uncle a permanent sight of her young body, other men were also giving her stares. Uncle Jimmy considered himself lucky for being the one actually sharing a room with this young beauty. He wore his sunglasses so his relatives couldn't see his obvious stares at their beautiful family member. Later that night, Jennifer was actually tired, and she wanted to avoid her uncle at all costs, so she hurried to the room while he was still downstairs. Since she didn't expect to be bunking with her perverted uncle, she hadn't packed conservative sleepwear. Her only nightgown was very thin and her nipples always poked out under it. Since she was sunburned, there was no way she was going to sleep with a bra on, so her gown would be too revealing. She decided to put on her largest t-shirt with a fresh pair of pink panties and nothing else. She pulled down on the bottom of the shirt to make sure it covered her sexy thighs before she climbed into bed and under the bed sheet. Since she was sunburned, it was too hot to use a blanket. Little did she know her uncle had turned up the temperature to make her more hot. By the time her uncle got back to the room, she was pretending to sleep, hoping he would leave her alone. He did, simply climbing under the bed sheet next to her and turning on the television. Eventually, she did fall asleep. Uncle Jimmy couldn't sleep because he was so excited sharing the bed with his lovely niece. He stayed up late with the television on and softly stroked his smelly cock. He looked at his niece breathing deeply with her back to him, and he decided to push his luck. "Jen!" he called in a soft hush. "Jen, wake up!" When he realized she was sound asleep, he slowly peeled the bed sheet down. He slid it down her hot legs, careful not to disturb her. His next move was to softly pull the bottom of her t-shirt up her tan thighs. "Oh, yes, yes," he mumbled as he pulled the shirt all the way up to the waistband of her panties, exposing her round, peachy bum. She had on some soft pink panties that weren't big enough to conceal all of her butt cheeks, so he saw plenty of cheek peeking out. The light illuminating from the television allowed him a great view. "Such a succulent little tush," he said as he began to stoke his throbbing cock. Uncle Jimmy started to lose control as he ogled her sexy ass. He wanted so much to pull her panties down, but he knew she would scream and he would be in a heap of trouble if she awoke. Instead, he beat his cock harder. Thwop 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 was the sound of his fist moving up and down on his fat prick. The bed started to quake a bit. It was at this point that Jennifer opened her eyes and realized an odd sound and vibration coming from her uncle. She was too terrified to turn around, so she closed her eyes and prayed it would be over. She finally figured out that he was masturbating. She was so grossed out, but she didn't want to do anything that would alert him and make a scene. The vacation would be ruined for everyone if she fussed. So she kept her eyes closed and tried to fall back asleep. Little did the hot young niece know that her dirty uncle had lifted up her t-shirt and was staring at her panty-covered teenage ass. She closed her eyes as hard as she could and tried to think pleasant thoughts, instead of listening to her disgusting fat uncle masturbate. Finally, she heard him grunt, and then she heard the squirting sound, like a water gun. This continued for what seemed like an eternity, listening to the grunting and slopping sounds, while feeling the bed shake. Mortified, she tried to fall back asleep after the eruption ended, but she was in shock. To make matters worse, her uncle had quickly fallen asleep and was snoring loudly. She put her pillow over her head and closed her eyes, trying to think of her boyfriend, the beach, and other happy thoughts, as she drifted back to sleep. The next day was more of the same, Uncle Jimmy gawking at her on the beach. She managed to avoid him for most of the day though. Even at dinner, she was able to avoid him by sitting as far away as possible. She thought about telling her parents about his masturbating last night, but decided she didn't want to ruin the vacation. As long as he kept to himself, she would let it be. While walking back that night after having dinner, Jimmy walked behind Jennifer, her long black hair waving behind her. As they entered the room, Jennifer grabbed her nightgown and walked into the bathroom, locking the door. Jimmy sat down on the bed and looked forward to the second night alone in bed with his hot teenage niece. What an amazing body, he thought. What he would do to her if he'd had the chance. Then suddenly her phone lit up, which she'd put down on the bed. As he heard the shower go on, he took her phone and saw that Jennifer's boyfriend had texted something. Noticing her phone wasn't locked, he opened it and went straight for her pictures. Who knows what kind of treasures could be hidden in there? As he searched through the albums, his fingers suddenly froze. Breathing heavily, he opened the picture his mind was focused on. It was Jennifer and nothing else but her panties. She was covering her nipples with her hands and looking provocatively into the camera. The picture was obviously made for her boyfriend. He scrolled further through the pictures, noticing there were more like this one until he found the one he was waiting for, Jennifer bending towards the camera with her beautiful ass into the air while pushing her naked breasts together at the camera, clearly showing off both nipples. His cock became rock hard, looking at his young niece's tits. The picture was made a couple months ago as her breasts were smaller than they were now, but boy were they beautiful. So goddamn perky and round, he thought. What a terrific body. Only a girl that young could have a tight, thin little body like that with those curves and perky breasts. That boyfriend is a lucky son of a bitch, he thought. As he heard the shower go off, he did the only thing he thought was right, emailing the pictures to himself. Hastily, he began to send the pictures to his own address just in time before Jennifer walked out of the bathroom. He was able to throw the phone back to the spot where she'd put it. His mind was slowly concocting an evil plan as he clearly had something very personal of hers in his possession, and she most certainly wouldn't want it to leak at any cost. While she was drying her long hair, he looked her over with an evil gaze in his eyes. Her hands were working the towel, which caused her braless boobs to jiggle under the thin nightgown. Her nipples created tense. She didn't wish to wear this nightgown in front of him, but she HD noticed in the middle of last night that her t-shirt was bunched up around her waist, so she didn't want to expose her panties to him. She reluctantly looked towards him and noticed he was watching her every movement. She gave him a look of disgust as his fat hairy belly was resting on his lap from under his shirt, and he clearly had an erection under the bed sheet. He couldn't care less how she looked at him because he saw on his phone that the pictures had arrived in his inbox. After he saved the pictures to his phone, he opened the one where she was practically nude and began to speak. "Say, Jennifer. I just came across a picture I like very much. Look." As he held the phone towards her, she stopped drying her hair and moved towards him. Just as she was going to bend over to look at it, she paused. She knew better than to fall for his dirty tricks of trying to get her to bend over so he could look down her nightgown. When she was younger, she didn't know better, and she would inadvertently give him peeks, but not this time. "He will never fool me again," she thought. "The only glimpse he will get of my boobs is in his dreams." She carefully squatted to look. Her eyes went big and she froze to the ground in shock. "Where did you?" As she was stuttering, she saw her phone on the bed. How stupid could she have been? Of course that sleaze would browse through her pictures. "You erase that immediately. Those are for my boyfriend only. SHHHH, I suggest you don't scream so loud, otherwise some of these pictures might hit the World Wide Web." He smiled a nasty smile. "Your breasts look amazing in these pictures, Jen, though I bet they're even more beautiful now," As he said this, his eyes moved down to her chest and he licked his lips. Jennifer was frozen, stuck in this hotel room with her perverted uncle, and now this? It was like her worst nightmare. He actually had something to use against her. "Please erase those pictures. I don't want you or anybody else look at them. They are private." "I think I can do that, but you have to do something for me too, Jen." The tone of his voice left no doubt as to what he had in mind. "No way. I won't do anything. My parents are in the next room. I'll tell them you stole my pictures and you can sleep outside." "I don't think so. Before you reach their room, I'd put it online and tell them that's where I found them in the first place. Makes you kind of look like a cheap slut. I wonder how your dad will respond. And what I'm also wondering is, how big are those breasts of yours, Jennifer? Those look mighty fine. So damn young and firm." Her whole body shivered. Hearing her fat old disgusting uncle talk about her breasts made him even more repulsive, if that was even possible. "Please don't go there, just on. Shut it and answer my question," he commanded, much to her fear. Jennifer sighed and looked him in the eyes. 34C. She mumbled. They sure look nice for such a young girl, you know. I've been admiring you for quite some time now, Jen. Seeing you develop into a young woman gives me such a thrill, and a very stiff penis, hee. See? As he said this, he pulled the bedsheet down to show her his obscene erection straining against his dirty underwear. Then he reached inside them to pull his cock out. She couldn't help but stare at it in disgust as he wagged it at her. It wasn't too long but very thick, way thicker than her boyfriend's. Do you really think I didn't know that, you filthy hobo? Always staring at me, hugging me way too long, trying to peek my breasts. I know you've always wanted me, but guess what, you can never have me. I despise you. SHHHH. Last warning, otherwise everyone on Facebook will have a big surprise within seconds. This man had no compassion, and Jennifer knew she was defeated. He had all the strings in his hands, and she knew he wouldn't change his mind. Jimmy saw in her eyes she had given up. His eyes lit up and his smile became even wider, showing off his yellow-stained teeth. Now, my beautiful Jennifer, show me what a big girl you've become. Time for you to stop teasing me and show your Uncle Jimmy the treasures you have under that gown. Tears slowly drooped down her face. She had to admit that she'd like to tease him sometimes. More like torment him. The only thing that makes all his lustful stares bearable is knowing he will never have her. So she thought. Now her uncle had found a way to blackmail her, turning the tables in his favor at last. She took hold of the thin shoulder straps of her nightgown and slid them off her lean shoulders. The white color of the gown stood in contrast of her tan skin. The silk material slowly came down, resting on her ample chest for a moment, before sliding off completely to the floor, leaving Jennifer in her clean pair of panties only. Jimmy licked his lips and began to rub his hard, smelly prick right in front of her. Looking at the perfect teenage body before him was better than winning the lottery, he figured. Jennifer was tanned all over, much because of her topless tanning in the tanning studio. Her firm and toned body was flawless. Her amazing flat tummy made the treasure above it even bigger. Jennifer's tits were perfect. Not overly big, but because of her slim frame they appeared way more massive. Her round and firm breasts stood high on her chest, without sagging a single inch. Topped with two small nipples making these the kind of boobs only a young girl like Jennifer could possess, defying gravity and perfectly formed. Come closer. Come to your Uncle Jimmy, my beautiful nymph. Jennifer slowly obeyed and came closer, still crying silently. Oh Jennifer, this is gonna be a wonderful week. Look at you, your body is made for me to abuse, hee. He kept staring at her magnificent breasts. Jimmy took his young niece by her hips and pulled her down next to him on the bed. Her soft and warm skin gave him a feeling of ecstasy as he now completely lost control. Look at those boobs. The sag ugly things I've had to cope with the last 20 years are absolutely nothing compared to this. So amazingly firm and round. Oh Jenny, I've been yearning to touch these for so long. So many times I wanked myself off thinking about you. Hehehe. Please don't do this. Please don't touch me and I won't tell what happened. Please just don't do this. Jennifer wailed. But Jimmy was far beyond any reason as he brought his thick hands up to his niece's firm chest. He took both breasts in his hand, kneading them roughly as if he wanted to tear them off, making Jennifer shake on the bed. He started to breathe heavily, practically drooling on himself as he molested his own teenage niece. Oh yes, so firm but also so very soft. Your tits are perfect, Jenny. As said with a scary looking in his eyes as he continued to molest her firm flesh. Her round C-cup tits fit perfectly in his sweaty paws. He was rolling her little nipples between his fingers. He pushed harder on the teen's boobs and forced Jennifer to lie down on the bed. He took off his own sweat-stained undershirt, showing his fat paunch to Jennifer, who quickly looked away, trying to ignore his hideous figure. He crawled over to her, and she noticed his rock-hard penis sliding up her tan thighs, like a slithering snake. Please go away! Don't. He looked in a trance as he observed the hot young body of his niece. Her perky breasts didn't sag one bit, and pointed straight at the ceiling. His fat ugly face got closer to her upper body, making her shake like a leaf. Oh Jennifer, let me taste those wonderful young boobs of yours. Let your Uncle Jimmy enjoy his niece's precious tits. I deserved it after all these years of seeing and touching you. He now leaned over her and slowly opened his stinking mouth, wagging his tongue out like a dog before swallowing Jennifer's entire left boob. His hard prick rubbed on her panties, leaving a trail of pre-cum on her. His hairy balls rested on her flawless thigh. He lapped his tongue all over her nipple while slurping on her soft and round skin. He also softly bit into the teen's cushiony breasts. He took her nipple between his lips and sucked ferociously on her delicate nub while he used his hands to knead her soft flesh and dig his fingers deep into Jennifer's round tits. Jennifer could only squeal silently as she undertook the molestation, trying not to make any sort of sound as her parents were in the next room. The sound of his oral assault on the teenage breasts filled the room, the distinct sound of an old pervert sucking on a young girl's nipples. Slowly he slipped her little undies down her legs, exposing her young shaved pussy. It was the only place on her body with some tan lines. He licked his way down over her smooth belly and put his tongue in her belly button. He kissed the soft, warm skin of her stomach before tonguing her belly button again. While doing this, he pulled her panties off her legs and tossed them on the floor. Then he went down for the great prize. First, he kissed her labia for a bit, before he plowed his tongue deep into Jennifer's moist snatch, tasting the teen's juices. Jennifer took a strong hold of the bed sheet and squirmed while her uncle ate her out. He took her firm buttocks in his hands and started to knead them, making the molestation almost full circle. When she looked down, she saw his fat balding head going nuts between her legs, kissing and licking her most private parts. Then he moved his jaw further down until he was lined up with her anus. He began to tongue her little hole. He moved his hand up so that he could play with her clit as he licked her bum. She couldn't deny he was actually doing a fine job getting her excited. She started to become wetter in her young pussy with her own juices, giving her a very pleasant feeling.
Oh God!
She wailed as he continued to play with her clitty and tongue her butthole. Her unexpected pleasure soon vanished as the short, fat old man got up and roughly spread her lean legs, dangerously aiming his erect cock at her innocent love tunnel.
Uncle Jimmy, no, not that. You've had your fun, please let me go now. I beg you, no!
Jimmy laughed as he slowly entered the soft pussy lips he had just drooled all over, looking extremely horny and full of lust. Taking in every inch of his niece's tight naked body into his perverted old eyes, he pushed himself inside her.
Oh yes, I've dreamed of this moment for years, Jenny. You hot piece of ass, you are mine now, you hear me, and mine alone.
With those last few words, he pushed his cock deep into Jennifer's tight cunt and started to hammer her like a man. Grinding into this beautiful sexy teenager made him more sex crazy by the second.
Oh yes, 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 you are so tight, Jennifer, so fucking tight, you hot stuff, you feel so good.
As he pounded hard in the teenager's cunt, the bed softly thumped the wall. On the other side of the wooden walls in the next room were Jennifer's parents trying to sleep, both listening to the thumping sound against the wall.
You hear that, honey?
Asked Jennifer's father to his wife.
Looks like some couple is having a lot of fun, haha.
Weird though, almost sounds like it's coming from Jimmy and Jennifer's room.
Yes, it does sound that way, but of course it's not. Though I think he wouldn't mind, I noticed how he looked at her on the beach today, but Jennifer certainly has a different view about him, haha. That's his niece. He shouldn't be looking at her that way, or even thinking about it.
That dirty old man, maybe you have to say something about that tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. Good night, honey.
As they both drifted off to sleep, their 19-year-old daughter was getting raped only a few feet away by her hideous uncle 40 years her elder. The fat, perverted old man ravaged Jennifer's young body, fucking her as if there was no tomorrow. He'd wanted her for years, and now she was finally his and his only. He was grinding his fat, hairy body over her smooth-toned frame, kneading both breasts while plowing his thick cock deep into her young womb. The thought of his wife sleeping just across the hall and the teen's parents on the other side of the wall made him even more excited. Why have sex with an old, wrinkled woman like his wife, when he could have a toned young and firm teenage body like Jennifer's? He had hit the jackpot. He pushed Jennifer deeper into the mattress as he felt an amazing orgasm coming up. Since he had jacked off so much the past couple days combined with all the medicine he was on due to old age and obesity, his stamina was great. He had pushed her legs high up into the air, now held in place by his fat belly. Her feet dangled in the air as he pounded her tight pussy. Her teen tits, despite their firmness, shook violently with his thrusts. Jennifer had started to enjoy it as well. She was getting fucked anyways, so why not try to enjoy some of it? Though the hideous sight of her fat uncle was something she tried to avoid. This would soon be made impossible as Jimmy forced his mouth onto hers and pushed his tongue inside, kissing Jennifer passionately while plowing his cock deep into her young pussy.
HMMPPFFF, HMPPPFF.
Jennifer could only bring out muffled sounds as she tried to get away from this filthy lip lock with her uncle. She successfully broke away from his mouth, but the uncle was too euphoric to care.
Oh yes, 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 thank you God!
He bellowed as he pummeled her.
Your pussy feels so good, and it's all mine. Ugh, 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 it's not why yours, ugh. I hate you, you're a disgusting pervert.
Her legs were now pushed all the way up to her shoulders, her ass lifted off the bed completely as he pounded into her, making the bed squeak and thump the wall harder. He had so much adrenaline that he was able to fuck her ferociously, which otherwise would have been impossible due to his obesity and lack of exercise.
Oh yes, you are mine, all mine, look at your tits shake, so lovely, ooh fuck.
Jennifer couldn't believe she liked the rough pounding from her uncle's thick cock, but she wanted it to end in fear of waking up her parents, now that he was fucking her up against the bed's headboard, causing it to thump loudly. She figured to take initiative.
Come on then, you sick, dirty pervert, ugh hi, come in me already. Come in your little niece's pussy, Uncle Jimmy.
As she said this, she thrust her hips up and down again, while squeezing his prick with her vagina. This was too much for the old man to handle. Slowly he started to scream as an endless stream of filthy cum exploded out of his cock deep into his niece's vagina. He took both of her breasts, pushed the fleshy mounds together, creating even more cleavage, and buried his face into Jennifer's firm teenage chest. Cum continued to shoot into her. He chewed hard on her perky tits while his last streams of cum leaked out of her cunt onto the sheets. He finally pulled out of her and climbed off, and then he lay down on the bed completely satisfied and exhausted. Finally, he had screwed his sexy niece after years of lusting and masturbating to her Facebook pictures. He had made her submit her beautiful young body for his own pleasure and perverted schemes. Within seconds, the foul uncle fell asleep and started to snore. Jennifer cried and turned her back to him, fearing that the worst part of this week has yet to come. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.